Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. And normally we introduce a new topic every week and explore it in different ways each day. But this is an unusual week. We're doing a best of series. 2013 was a great year for us as a community. It started in January with us learning about Jesus's most comprehensive teaching on what it meant to be one of his followers, the Sermon on the Mount. We worked through that series, and then in the summertime, we did a series on work and rest. In the fall, we did a series on what it means to become like family, to become a church community. And we also had our Christmas series on the night that changed everything. We thought we'd share with you this week some of our favorites from the last year. Sometimes it's because it's content we just thought we should hear again. Other times there are particular settings or interviews that we thought were really exciting and worth seeing again. Without further ado, here's one of our favorites from last year. Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. And today's Thursday, so today's the day we take a topic we've been looking at all week and we try to apply it and live it out in our lives. And this week we've been looking at the question of priorities, and Jesus is teaching on that in the Sermon on the Mount. We've been looking at a little bit every day because he had three illustrations for that. And today we look at the one where he talked about masters in our lives. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now, to use these cups as an illustration, it sounds like what Jesus is saying is we can have one or the other in our lives. We can have God, we can fill the God cup, clearly not the money cup, or we can fill the money cup, but not the God cup. It sounds like that's what Jesus is saying we need to do with our lives. We can serve one or the other. And of course, money isn't the only aspect of our lives that we need to think about in terms of priorities. We need to think about relationships and married spouses. We need to think about ourselves, our fitness, our physical health. We need to think about kids if we have them. There are all these other areas of our lives, and it can just be discombobulating in life to imagine how to prioritize one thing over another. Sometimes our spouse takes priority, but then in another situation the kids do. And then other times our physical fitness or our money, or, well, where does God fit into all of this? It can be bewildering to try to figure out what order all these things go in when we can only fill one cup at a time. Well, before we talk about what Jesus was teaching about money, we need to note that he talked specifically about money and not every single aspect of our lives, because money, in particular, has the ability to rival God. He said it himself, no one can serve two masters, money or God. Knowing that money tries to take the place of God in our lives, it can drive us forward in life, the pursuit of it. We find ourselves staying up at night asking questions. Do I have enough? Do I need to borrow more? If I borrow too much, should I give some away? Should I save some for tomorrow? Should I invest? Should I pay for education? Should I pay down debt? What do I do? We can stay awake at night thinking about that, and money has taken God's place in our lives in how it drives us or scares us. Money is a deeply rooted power. It can go right to the center of who we are. Earlier this week, we saw how Jesus spoke about the eye in somebody's life, and really he meant the heart of who they were. The center of somebody's life was their eye, so the saying went anyway. And Jesus is saying money could go to the very center of who we are. Our relationship to money very much says something about who we are in a way that our relationship to God should, but often does not. He said no one can serve both God and money. That was the bottom line. And he used the language of serve in a very particular way. It's the language of slavery. He's not talking about this like no one can take two jobs. Lots of people do. But in his culture, slavery was when somebody gave themselves over, the whole of themselves, to somebody else to pay down a debt. They said, I'm yours, all of me. And so they had no way to give two of themselves. They could either give themselves fully to one master or another to pay off their debt. And in our lives, Jesus was saying, it's really easy to do the same, to say, you know what, I can either give myself over fully to God or fully to money. The point Jesus was making was that we all live for something.
We all have something in our lives that is ultimate. And if it's not God, in the vision of God's kingdom, God's reign on earth, God's reign in our lives, it will be something else. And more often than not, it is money. We want to make sure that God has the proper place in our lives, but it doesn't actually look like this, like we may think. Because God created all these other things in our lives. At creation, He said they were good. And so God, through Jesus, isn't telling us we need to deny all those things in our lives. We need to push them out. We cannot eat, we cannot sleep, we cannot have children, we cannot have spouses. He's not saying that. What Jesus is saying, though, is that God, the vision of God's kingdom, need to be number one. In a way where, if I can illustrate with these cups again, pouring into a relationship with God in our lives actually leads to an overflow into every aspect of our lives. God isn't wanting us to serve Him and know and love Him to the exclusion of everything else that's good in our lives. Rather, He wants to be part of it. He wants to be Lord over it. He wants to pour His love and power into everything that is important in our lives. When we start to open ourselves to God and invest in a relationship with Him, it overflows into those other areas of our lives, and then into the lives of others. Those who do pour themselves out into the lives of others, with a vision of God's kingdom as its core and as its reason, will often tell you the fulfillment and happiness they find that perhaps they used to look for in money, but now find in being filled and contented with what God has given them, and being able to help fill the lives of others with good things as well. Well, next week we're going to see the continuation of this as Jesus spoke about worry and about putting God's kingdom first and see how that works out in practice. But for this week, I do have a challenge for you. I want you to take a look at that list of priorities I asked you to put together on Monday. What does Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount say to you about each of these things? Have you ever prioritized some of these over God and God's kingdom? And if so, can you ask God today to be Lord over and to pour into that area of your life today? Well, that's our challenge for this week. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to reflect and pray about priorities and God's kingdom. Bye for now.
Well, we hope you enjoyed reviewing that teaching from earlier this year. And we look forward to seeing you again in the new year as we start our brand new series.